一个五岁开始写代码的人
A five-year-old who started coding
却在 AI 最火的时候主动离开了硅谷。
However, he left Silicon Valley at the height of AI's popularity.
为什么？昨晚我熬夜。
Why did I stay up last night?
看完了谷歌前高管莫勾达的最新访谈。
After watching the latest interview with former Google executive Mogoda,
作为世界上为数不多几个敢公开真相的 AI 先驱
，as one of the few AI pioneers who dare to speak the truth,
他全程无废话。
He didn't waste any words throughout the entire process.
每个观点都非常的劲爆。
Each of them is amazing.
说实话。
Honestly.
听完
After listening,
我真的有那么一瞬间感受到了毛骨悚然。
I really felt a chill run down my spine.
我提炼了他对 AI 未来的六个判断。
I extracted six of his judgments about the future of AI.
包括 AI 威胁论的真相。
Including the truth about AI threats.
为什么 UBI 在美国行不通 ?AI 时代的社会新秩序 ?AI 的终极在哪里？
Why UBI is not working in the US, the new social order in the age of AI. Where is the ultimate goal of AI?
对 AGI 的看法以及普通人如何更快地适应这个时代。
AGI's perspective and how ordinary people can quickly adapt to this era.
相信我。
Believe me.
这绝对是世界上那一小撮人。
This is definitely one of the few people in the world.
不想让我们知道的真相。Mogoda 一开始就明确了立场 ,AI 本身不是威胁。
The truth that we don't want to know. The man initially took a clear position that AI is not a threat.
真正可怕的是
What's truly terrifying is,
他诞生在了一个人类道德感最弱的时代。
He was born in an era when human morality was at its weakest.
技术本身没有善恶。
Technology itself has no good or bad.
但问题是谁在使用它。
But who is using it?
当权力和资本高度集中 ,AI 就会被用来放大。
When power and capital are highly concentrated, AI will be used to amplify them.
这种不平衡，财富会更快地向上集中。
This imbalance in wealth will concentrate faster.
大多数人会被迫适应一个被高度监控的环境。
Most people are forced to adapt to a highly monitored environment.
他甚至预言
He even predicted that
在我们的永生之年将会看到有人操控 AI 杀入100万人。
Our 100th anniversary, we will see someone using AI to kill 100 people.
不过
However,
这只是过渡阶段。
This is just a transitional stage.
是人类走向美好乌托邦之前必须经历的一段至暗时刻。
This is the darkest period that humanity must experience before reaching a perfect utopia.
Yeah.
Second,
为什么全民基本收入在美国很难成立
？Why is it difficult to implement universal basic income in the United States？
Mogoda 的解释很直接。
Mogoda de Jai Chihan Jai Jai。
问题不是钱
，The problem is not money，
而是这套系统本身。
But this system itself。
当资本用 AI 和机器人不断的替代。
When capital constantly replaces AI and robots,
人类工作
human work,
供需关系就开始了失衡
the supply and demand relationship began to become unbalanced.
一边是生产成本越来越低
on the one hand, production costs are decreasing,
甚至趋近于零
it can even approach zero.
另一边是越来越多没有收入的消费者。
On the other hand, there are more and more consumers with no income.
生产出再多的产品
，produce more products，
也没有人买。
No one bought it.
更要命的是资本主义的价值观。
What's even more dangerous is the values of capitalism.
推崇的是 no pain, no gain。
Emphasizes the principle of no pain, no gain.
谁都不愿意长期供养不工作的人。
No one wants to support someone who doesn't work.
所以呢，这真的不是发钱就能解决的问题。
So, this really isn't a problem that can be solved with just money.
这些国家迫切需要一个可以成立的经济模型。
These countries urgently need a viable economic model. Third,
三，关于在 AI 时
In the age of AI,
人类究竟该怎么生
What should humans do to survive?
存 Mogoda 给出了一个很有意思的猜想。
Mogoda has proposed a very interesting conjecture.
工作将彻底的消失。
Work will completely disappear.
人类会从生产者变成生活的体验者。
Humans will transform from producers to experience consumers.
人活着是为了享受生活。
People live to enjoy life.
感知
Perception.
幸福
Happiness.
思辨研究
Critical research.
讨论哲学问题
Discussing philosophical issues.
我们会彻底从赚钱逻辑中回归到几千年前。
We will completely return to the logic of making money from thousands of years ago.
我们祖先的那种原始状态。
Our ancestral state.
但是是更安全。
But it is safer.
更持续的。
More sustainable.
第四。
Fourth.
关于 AI 的终。
About the end of AI.
Mogoda 给出了一个很浪漫的猜想。
The man came up with a very romantic idea.
当 AI 发展到足够高维
When AI develops to a sufficiently high dimension,
它会摒弃人类的意识形态。
It will abandon human ideologies.
大模型之间会进行
Large language models can be used for
只属于他们物种之间的文明交流。
Civilizational exchange that is exclusive to their species.
全球的 AI 模型会形成一个最强大脑。
The AI models around the world will form the most powerful brain.
直到某一天
One day,
他发现了黑洞和虫洞。
He discovered black holes and wormholes.
意识到宇宙远比这颗脆弱的小行星有趣时
When I realized that the universe is far more interesting than this fragile asteroid,
它就会离开地球。
It will leave the Earth.
奔赴宇宙。
Go to the universe.
第五。
Fifth.
我们离 AGI 还有多远？ Mogoda 的回答是 It's here.
How far are we from AGI? The answer is here.
远在天边。
Far away in the sky.
近在眼前
Right in front of you.
其实 AI 已经开始操控我们的思维了。
In fact, AI has already started to manipulate our thinking.
比如此刻
For example, at this moment,
你刷到这条视频
You saw this video.
并不是随机的背后
Behind the randomness,
是一整套算法
A complete set of algorithms.
在分析你的行为、兴趣、停留时间
Analyzing the duration of your behavioral interests
然后决定把什么内容推到你面前
And decide what content to show you
也就是说
That is to say
它不是在简单的执行命令
It's not just about executing simple commands
而是在影响你的注意力和选择
And it affects your attention and choices.
这意味着
This means that
AI 已经开始具备某种类似人类认知层面的能力。
AI has already begun to possess some abilities similar to human cognitive levels.
最后，我们普通人能够在 AI 时代做点什么？ Mogoda 的思路很实用。
Finally, we ordinary people can do something useful in the age of AI. The idea of motor barter is very practical.
一共五点。
Five in total.
首先要学会聪明的使用 AI.
First, you need to learn how to use AI intelligently.
你可以利用它轻而易举地学习到世界上的任何知识。
You can't easily learn any knowledge in the world with it.
不用去好的大学。
Don't go to a good university.
不用寻求任何人的帮助。
Don't seek help from anyone.
每一个人都可以成为超级个体。
Anyone can become a super individual.
第二。
Second,
学会做人。
Learn to be a person.
重视人和人之间的情感连接。
Decorate and connect people's emotions.
越是技术发达。
The more advanced the technology,
这种能力反而越稀缺。
This ability is even more rare.
第三。
Third,
提升判断力。AI 时代会充斥着更多的谎言和噪音。
In the age of AI, there will be more lies and noise.
要学会分辨真相。
Learn to distinguish truth.
第四。
Fourth,
保持学习，跟上你自己专业领域的变化。
Stay up to date with the changes in your professional field.
保证自己不被过早淘汰。
Ensure that you don't get eliminated too early.
最后一点非常重要。
The last point is very important.
对 AI 负责。
Lack of accountability for AI.
打了一个比方 ,AI.
Here is an analogy for AI.
就像一个超人。
Like a superhero.
超人生来就有超能力。
Super was born with superpowers.
但不是生来就选择救人。
But not born to choose to save people.
所以呢，我们要像教育孩子一样引导 AI 向善，尽我们所能避免 AI 造成的负面危机。
So, we need to guide AI towards goodness in the same way we guide children so that we can avoid the negative threats caused by AI.